the 9th anniversary of our independence for the year 2020 is a special year because that is a year in which for the first time we signed an agreement and we are now working to bring peace back to the country after 7 years of a civil war in the country here. So that makes it a significant year. Our people should not only expect the government to bring peace, they also need to participate in the peace process by stopping all this intercommunal violence which is going on, which actually has nothing to do with the political violence that we are working to end. Our people should expect their government to be supportive of intercommunal dialogues that has been initiated by our president, General Salva Kiir Mayardit, and his colleague. Our people should be ready for peace building.
Right.
Overall.
Okay.
Let the year 2020 be a year in which we fight only COVID-19, not ourselves.
Right.
As the people.
Okay. Honorable, 9 years down the line, since 2011 up to date, has the leaders lived up to the expectation of the people of South Sudan, who are hoping that by being independent, they will enjoy all their rights as enshrined in the Constitution?
We have not done as expected and as all of us should wish. We have failed our people as political leadership here and there, but there are always times for everything, and 2020 should be a turning point where the people of South Sudan should not go back to those failures.
Okay.
And the Artigono is determined to do just that.
Right. Talking about 2020, we are already halfway, in fact, more than half of the year, and we have a lot of challenges, like you mentioned, COVID-19. And the peace process, the implementation of the Revitalized Peace Agreement of 2018 is also not going according to the expectation of the people of South Sudan. First of all, begin by updating us on where are we right now with the peace process.
We have made progress, but there are also challenges. First of all, the guns have gone silent all over the country, pertaining to the fighting forces, the former enemies who were fighting the war since 2013, are now sharing the same training camps. We are working to graduate them. We have formed the national government, the Artigona here. We have agreed on formation of the state government. There are challenges there. We are facing them. I see all this as progress. But the challenges, of course, are these challenges of the economic crisis, of course, caused by the war and the COVID-19, which is the universal problem, the global issue.
Yeah.
Those are there. Despite all these challenges, we must cultivate a spirit of peace and change our ways from this culture of war to culture of peace.
Yes, has the people of South Sudan are marking the 9 years of independence, and really, like you mentioned, the leaders have not lived up to the expectation. What can the South Sudanese expect from the leaders who are now trying to serve what was damaged over the past years?
Well, in fact, the war has damaged the social fabric of the society. And the war has actually devastated our country economically. Even the physical infrastructure has lagged behind because of the war. What our people should expect from Artigono is to fix these things. And the agreement we have signed, actually the agreement that has established the current government, the Artigono, is drafted in a way to fix most of the ills and most of the failures I told you about. The Revitalized Agreement has given us opportunity to fix some of the ills.
Now, and if somebody listening to you right now, a South Sudanese, and you are the Minister of Peace in Artigono, if we ask what is being implemented at the moment, apart from announcing the governors, which has taken also a very long time.
We have implemented the ceasefire agreements. We have implemented the cantonment of forces, the training of forces. We have formed the national government. And we have managed to agree on the power distribution in the states, with the exception of few challenges now in Jongle and up and high. These are the things we can see as achievement. But I think the challenges are more.
Mm-hmm.
And our people should not just expect the government to do this alone.
But
the people must be involved in the process.
But the people were living peacefully up to 2013, and the leaders came and disorganized the whole system. So the leaders should be in position to fix, so that the people can go back to how they were living up to 2013. Because I remember on the 8th of July 2011, people were joyfully celebrating. There was no division in this country.
That is really true, and these are the things that I have told you before. We have mismanaged politics in this country. We should not have gone back to political violence since we became independent. That is recognizable. But that does not mean that the people do not have a role this time. The people must all as responsible and accountable to the way we are running the country. This is their country. We are only running it for them. And we have been given this opportunity now to lead this transition to peace. We are not just working for the people. We must work with the people to make sure that they own the peace process and they implement it with us.
Yeah, beside what you have mentioned that has been achieved over the last one and a half year in the revitalized peace process, what is in the pipeline which needs to be implemented as soon as possible?
First of all, the most urgent thing now is to put the state government and the local government in place. We need to have county authorities, state authorities, active and legitimate in accordance with the agreements. That is one urgent thing that needs to take place now. That is a real challenge, really. We need to put government in place to fill the prevailing vacuums in the states, and also down to the counties, Payams and the Pumas. That is a real challenge we are facing now, and this is something we must address promptly. Another challenge is a challenge to make sure that our forces are all controlled and barracked, and that we bring them quickly to the training camps so that they are unified and deployed. Those are the challenges ahead of us here. And these are immediate challenges, but there are so many challenges. We are talking about a transitional period of 3 years ahead of us. There will be many challenges. There are opportunities to fix the country. And we are there with our people to get them right.
So somebody will be asking if it can take the parties to the agreement to partially form to announce the state governance, partially, because we are left to two states, that's Jonglei and Upper Nile. How long will it take the parties to form the state government like you are mentioning? Because we need commissioners, we need state ministers, commissions at the state level up to Payam.
Well, you know, I cannot give you a specific timeline. All I can tell you is that we are working on them. I cannot tell you in 2 days, 4 days, or in 1 week, or 1 month, or something like this. You must understand that it is a process of putting institutions in place, you know, government institutions. There are political processes involved, for example, consultation, appointment of the governors, now partially done. And, you know, the state governments will be formed based on the constitution of the states. And there are political and administrative arrangements from the state down to the Payam. This can take a long time. All we need to do is to put the process on motion so that we get there on time, because it is really urgent, as I told you, that our people in the state and in the counties and Payams need local authorities. In my case, as a state minister, as a national minister of peace building, I need peace building institutions at the state level so that we can coordinate with them. Those are the challenges we need to address right away.
Yeah. Yes, Honorable, as a member of this Artigono and somebody who is tasked to make sure that peace prevails in the country, that is in your ministry, why is it very difficult for the parties, the five parties to the agreement, to always iron out their differences and smoothly implement this peace process? What is very difficult?
Well, it is a power-sharing negotiation, as you have seen it here. Of course, every party needs the power for itself. It is the nature of the beast. We have difficulties, yes, but we are overcoming them.
And the question many South Sudanese are asking, when will South Sudanese ever enjoy the dividends of their long struggle to independence?
Well, we are working on it. Even the route to independence took a very long time. The routes toward reforms, democratization of political process, and constitutional making process, all of those will take time. Mm-hmm. I cannot give you again a fixed time frame as when this thing will end. It is a long process with its own dynamics, its own challenges, and our people are also part of this.
Okay, and finally, because of your busy schedule, what can the people of South Sudan expect in the coming years during this transitional period? Will they have a sustainable peace? Can the parties live up to the expectation of not taking back South Sudanese to conflict again?
Well, I don't think that it is morally right for any party to work for the relapse to political violence in this country. Our people should expect peace. And not only expecting it, they must hold us as political leadership of the country responsible, accountable, but they must also be responsible citizens who are also accountable to their own participation in the political process. Like in our case now, as Artigono, the agreement which is now enshrined into the constitution, challenge us to democratize the political process, bring them on board during the constitutional making process, work with them to do census, and work with them to elect their own leaders at the end of the transitional period. It must be a participatory process where our people participate fully in the whole process.